Barry, I wonder if you could pop up, as you just have, the sentence we're taking from the mission resolution here. And so we're going through this resolution, unpicking it as to what the Bible teaches us about these different aspects. So this says, as Baptists, we understand the mission of God to be integral, where the words and actions of the gospel are intertwined. Some people I've picked up are a bit anxious about or disagreeing with the term as Baptist, saying, I'm not a Baptist, I'm a Christian. Let me just be clear, explain about this, because this is a resolution from the Baptist denomination that's going to the Baptist Assembly for the Baptist Union to agree and support churches as they think about and undertake mission. So they're not saying Baptists are different to Christians. It's just within this denomination this is being considered, and so they. So if it was the Anglican Church doing it, they would say as Anglicans, or the Methodists as Methodists, in those terms. But there is no division being created here between being Christian and being Baptist, or in any way saying Baptists are superior to other Christians. So let's just understand the nature of the resolution as we look at it here. So I wanted to draw a connection, really, between what Graham said last week and today's sentence and element. So I wonder, thank you, Barry. So towards the end of his sermon last week, Graham referred to this passage in 2 Corinthians 5. Now, I'm really delighted when he did so, because when I was planning out the services and picking passages to base it on, this was the next passage to use, as it were, in my thoughts when looking at the topic he was dealing with. And so he made the connection between what Christ and God has done and is doing and what we should be doing in accordance and obedience to him. It's the linking passage. I just want to read this through now for us, and you can follow me. So this is the NIV version. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, as he had committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become righteousness of God. So this passage is something of a handover passage. God through Christ as a reconciliation message. We join in that ministry as ambassadors. Ambassadors are people who represent the king or the government. And we as a church and we as individual Christians are those ambassadors for him. So how should we be those ambassadors? And that's the start of the theme that Alan is going to pick up for us today. Let's for a moment, pray that we would understand and live out our lives as ambassadors. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, through your Holy Spirit, teach us clearly about your salvation and equip us and empower us to be your messengers to this world as a church and as standalone Christians, that we might live to your glory. Amen. Let's also take a moment to pray for those who are poorly at this time.